just men pursue the truth. The foremost reason is that looking at it from God's perspective, pursuing the truth relates to His management and His expectations of mankind. And relates to the hopes that He pins on mankind. It is one part of God's management plan. It is one part of God's management plan. No matter who you are and how long you have believed in God, if you do not pursue the truth or love it, then in the end you will inevitably be a target of elimination. This is as clear as day. Of work. He has had a management plan since He created mankind, and He has gone on to effect each of its stages upon mankind, and to lead mankind step by step to the present day. God has made such painstaking efforts, and He has endured for so long, with the ultimate goal of working on to man the truths which He expresses. And every facet of the criteria of His requirements, which He tells to mankind, and turning those into man's life and reality. As God sees it, this is such an important matter, and God places such weight on it. As God sees it, this is such an important matter, such weight on it. As far as each person is concerned, no matter your caliber or age, and no matter the number of years you believed in God, you should put your efforts toward the path of pursuing the truth. You shouldn't place emphasis on any objective excuses. You should pursue the truth unconditionally. Do not muddle along. Suppose that you take the pursuit of the truth as a great matter your life, and strive and put your efforts toward it. And perhaps the truths you gain and are able to reach your purpose view of your attitude of pursuing the truth and your sincerity. How wonderful that will be. 'Cause on what your destination or outcome will be, or what will happen and what the future holds, or whether you will be able to avoid disaster and not die. Don't think of these things or make requests regarding these things. Just focus on God's words and requirements, and come to pursue the truth, do your duty well. Satisfy God's intentions and avoid disappointing. God's 6,000 years of waiting and anticipation. Give God some comfort, let Him see hope in you, and let His wishes be realized in you. Would God treat you unjustly if you did so? Would God treat justly if you did so? Even if the end result owned as people would have wished, as creative beings they should submit in all things to God's orchestrations and His arrangements, without having any personal plans. It's right to have this mindset.